So let's read a couple of verses from Romans 15, starting in verse number 12. It says this, and again, Isaiah says, "There shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And we'll stop there. The verses talk about the hope that we have in God. The hope that we have in God. And it even goes so far as to say that we should abound in hope. It's not that we should have this little tiny hope and mostly we're worried about everything. But it says that we should abound in hope. And just so we understand what hope is, it could be very complicated and you get all kinds of different facets, but we're going to keep it very simple. Hope is essentially expecting something good. I expect and I have an expectation of something good. That's what hope is in a nutshell, in just a few words, but it's good enough to understand and fill in this blank. We expect something good. And very often, in our society, we have been conditioned to do exactly the opposite. Instead of expecting something good, most of us expect something bad to happen. Even though we're saved and we're committed to God and we trust God and we pray and we're looking for Him to help us in so many areas where we can't help ourselves, very often our speech gives us away. Our speech tells us that we really don't always have the hope that we should have. Instead of expecting good, we always expect bad. And maybe it's not always, but we often expect something negative. And the Bible clearly tells us we should be the exact opposite. We should be abounding in hope. And often our speech tells us, oh yeah, this is the way things are for me. This is my life. I always have bad luck. I always have this. Oh, it's so bad. And and you could fill in the blanks and you've heard it and you've said it. And the Bible tells us we should be people of hope. We should expect something good. That's just the way things are for me. If you knew my life, that's the way it goes all the time. Something bad. Oh, he's sick. I'm going to get sick. You know, it goes on and on. And the Bible tells us we should be abounding in hope. Often we're abounding in cynicism. Often we're abounding in negativity. And the Bible says, no, you should be abounding in hope. And very often it almost seems, as you talk to people, that people are proud of the difficulties in their lives. It almost seems like it's a badge of honor that they have so many bad things going on and they're almost proud of it. You tell somebody, yeah, you know, I wasn't feeling well. I wasn't feeling well either. And I wasn't feeling well, and my dog ran away, and all these things, and it just goes on and on, and it's like it almost becomes a competition. Whose life is worse? And the Bible says, abound in hope. Abound in expecting something good. Don't abound in expecting something bad. So let's define hope a little bit further. Because sometimes the Bible tells us that faith, hope, and love, these are the three that abide. And the greatest is love, but still hope and faith are in there. And sometimes we use hope and we use faith interchangeably. But really they are slightly different. For instance, often hope could be characterized by something that maybe a person has not told you that they're going to do, but yet you believe they might anyway. So for instance, you could take the example of, you might have a family dinner and maybe it's on Sunday and you invite and there's a standing invitation for your kids and then maybe they haven't told you that they're going to come. But because you know who they are, and you know that they, you know that their character, and you know their desires, you think, well, I hope they're going to come. They haven't told you that they're going to come. They haven't confirmed that they're going to come. But yet you hope that they're going to come. Hope often is surrounding a person's character, but they haven't really told you yet. Yeah, I'm going to do this. Now, once they tell you that they're going to do this, now we can call it faith. I have faith that they're going to keep their word. I have faith that they're going to come. I have faith that they're going to do what they said they're going to do. Remember, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. You hear the word of God, you believe what the Bible says, and you have faith in it because the Bible says it. And often we hope in God, even though we might not have a direct word for your specific situation. The Bible doesn't tell us that he's gonna get you the promotion that you're seeking. The Bible doesn't tell us. There is no verse which says you're gonna get promoted in the ABC company in 2017. But we know God's character, and we know what the Bible does say. It does say, you know, promotion comes from the Lord. The Bible does give us great indications of what God will do, and it tells us who He is. And so we could have hope in Him doing and behaving like He says He will behave. Hope is very often based on the character of a person. Hope is very often based on the person that you're talking to. Hope is very often surrounding in the way of a person. So very often you might know, and you might have had experiences where people who aren't really that trustworthy with their word. They've told you they're gonna be somewhere at 11 o'clock, and you know it's 11:15 and they're still not there. You know that. You've been there and you've seen it and you've waited and you've looked at the clock and you know. And you could hope that they're going to be there. But probably because of their character, and you know their character, they're probably not gonna show up. Until whenever they decide. Maybe they're going to leave their house at 11 o'clock and get there at 11:20 or 11:30 or something like that. That's the character of the person. And we, through experience, know I shouldn't really get my hopes up too much. And we often say that. I'm not going to get my hopes up that they're going to come. I'm not going to get my hopes up that this is going to work out this way. I'm not going to get myself all ready for them and then be disappointed. It's based on a person's character. And very often, even if a person doesn't tell you they're going to do something, and they might even hear that you have a need. I have a problem with my car, and you might tell your dad, and all of a sudden they show up. And that's because they have a character that goes along with it, and they haven't even told you that they're going to do it, and yet they show up anyway because that is who they are. Character of a person. The character of a person gives our hope strength or not. And it's based on the person's character and based on the person's ability. Because they could tell you they want to help. But if they have no ability, if they don't have the right talents, if they don't have the right understanding, it really doesn't matter too much. So you need both the character of the person and you need the ability of the person. And hope finds its strength in those couple of things. Now, if you're listening very closely, you realize that hope is not based on your circumstances. And very often we base our hope on our circumstances. We very often base our hope on the circumstances that we're in. And we go up and down based on how things are going. How are things going today? Does it look like I'm going to, you know, have success today? Does it look like this is going to work out for me today? And often our feelings are based largely on our circumstances, but the Bible tells us abound in hope. And if we abound in hope, and the hope is based on God's character, which doesn't change, that means that we can have hope regardless of our circumstances, regardless of how bad it looks, how good it looks. It doesn't matter about our circumstances. It matters who He is. And since He never changes, we can always abound in hope. Not because everything is going so great for you. Not because, you know, everything is working out. Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is why we have hope. That is why we can abound in hope regardless of all the things that are going on in our lives. Oh, everything, whether it's good or whether it's bad, we know who God is. We know that He is a God of love. It says, it actually tells us God is love. We know He's a God of love. The Bible tells us that He's a God of all hope. We can believe that. He's a God of all hope. We believe that He's a loving Father. We believe that He has a good plan for our lives. We believe that He's working all things out for our good, because we're the called. We're God's children. And so we can have our hope in that, because that's who God is. He doesn't change that. Those things are going to be constant forever. And we can put our hope in those. Even if things are look like they're out of control, nothing is out of control for God. Nothing is out of control for Him. So we can have our hope in Him. And He tells us that I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. And even though our circumstances might tell us there's a good reason for you not to hope. There's a good reason for you. There's a good reason for you to be down. There's a good reason for you to be depressed. There's a good reason for you not to believe good. The Bible tells us that we should be content. It's actually Hebrews 13:5. That verse says that, the second part of the verse says that we should be content in whatever state we're in. Whatever state we're in, we should be content. Because God is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake you. For He Himself said, be content. Whatever state you're in. And the reason you should be content is because He's with you. The storm might be raging all around you, but He's with you. The storm might be getting into the boat, and the water is starting to fill up in the boat, but the Bible says, even if that's the case, I'm still with you. And because of that, you could be content. And often we look at the circumstances and we say, hey, the boat is filling with water. It doesn't look good. I need some help. And we often do. Please don't hear that I'm minimizing the issues that we have, because they're all very real. Very real. Yes, the problem is, this is not ignore the problem. But also don't ignore that God is with you. Also, don't ignore that someone greater, someone that is competent to be able to fix your issue, somebody that is loving, somebody that declares that He's your Father, is with you through that storm, through all of the difficulties. And because of that, there is reason for hope. Because of that, there is reason to keep believing in God. In fact, the verse actually tells us that because of this, we're supposed to be filled with joy. We're supposed to be filled with joy and peace. Often, we once again do the exact opposite. We're filled with worry and concern. We lose sleep, and I do that too. I am not above all of this. The Bible says we should be filled with joy and peace because our hope is in God and not in our circumstances and not in not in some other man. We're supposed to be abounding in hope. And that last phrase tells us that we abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you are saved, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. If you are saved, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And such a brilliant plan that God had, that Jesus was going to come. He knew that we needed a helper. He knew that we weren't going to be able to overcome all the problems ourselves. He knew He was going to tell us this is what we should do, but we can't do it in ourselves. And so He gives us the Holy Spirit to do it for us, to help us in our time of need. And this is one of those areas. It's not natural to be a person that's hopeful all the time. There's not many people who are just hopeful. There are some that seems to be their character. Most people are not like that. And you probably met them. Maybe you've seen them when you looked in the mirror this morning. The people are just that way. And so the Bible tells us, you could do this. Maybe it's not by yourself. But you need. I'm giving you the answer, the Bible says. Do it by the power of the Holy Spirit within you. Do it by the Spirit's power that is in you. And the Bible assures us that we have God's Spirit in us if we have accepted Christ as our Savior. He assures us. And we have faith in that. It's not just hope. We have faith. The Bible has told us clearly the Holy Spirit is in you. You've accepted Christ. It's in you. We have faith and we believe it. And we know. And He tells us, you could have this hope, but you might have to put your faith in me. You might have to cry out for it. You might have to tell God in one of your prayers, I'm losing the battle of hope. I'm losing. I don't see an answer. I don't know how to get to that place where I believe. I need your help. I need the Holy Spirit to rise up in me and give me that hope because I can't do it by myself. I naturally have been conditioned. I watch the news all the time and all I hear is negative, and I read the paper and all I hear is negative, and I read the internet and all I hear is negative. That's all I hear is negative everywhere. I need your help to get me past this place to a place of expecting something good. Of expecting something good. Some people actually are at the place where they believe more in the devil's ability to bring bad than they do in God's ability to bring good. Some people actually believe more that the devil is going to bring bad in their lives than they do that God is going to bring good in their lives. You know. And you hear it in people's voice. You hear it in people's speech. I can't say that some things are going good because the devil's going to come and get me. Sometimes it happens. But we want to be a people of hope, believing that God is going to bring good in our lives rather than the devil has the power to bring bad in our lives. We have to believe what the Bible says. Not what we experienced years and all that stuff. Not what we've been conditioned to believe. We have to believe what the Bible says above what our experience tells us. And the Bible says, have hope. The Bible says God is a God of hope. God is a God of love. God is a God who cares about you. God is a God who has a good plan for you. We believe those things. We believe what the Bible says. We believe that God is in control of everything. And we believe that the Holy Spirit in us can bring about this change in our hearts. Worship team, would you come on back up? We're almost done. We believe that God has the ability to bring about a good end. And so we should abound in hope. Some of us should just take this verse, look at this verse, and just pray this verse. Take this verse into your prayer time and pray it phrase by phrase. God, I need you to fill me with all joy. I need you to fill me with peace. I don't have joy. I don't have peace. I have a little bit of it, but it's not really what it should be. I want to be a beacon to others, to show others that I can have joy even though I'm going through something difficult. But God, I need your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. I need your Holy Spirit to rise up in me to produce the change that I can't produce in myself. That I would have hope in you, regardless of my circumstance, regardless of my situation, regardless of what it looks like the path is. I want to have hope in you. Ask God to fill you with His Spirit. Overflow you with His Spirit. Ask God to encourage you in His Word. Ask God to give you, ask God to bring about, however He brings things about. However He brings things about, He has so many solutions and so many ways and so many paths to make things happen. Just believe in Him for one of those paths to come in your life. Be amazed by what He will do. Be amazed by what He can do. Put your trust in Him. Put your hope in Him because He doesn't change. And He says that He's a God of hope. And if He says it, we believe it. And if He says it, we trust in His Word. And if He says it, it's the solid rock. His Word is that solid rock, that solid foundation. And this is who He tells us He is. And may it abound in you by the power of the Holy Ghost. His name be praised. Worship.